Yeah, fuck that.
Oh, I have to work tomorrow, too.
Wait, you want to take the vodka home that I've had in my darn wine fridge? Like, that is your Tito's vodka?
No, I don't want that.
Okay,
I don't drink anymore.
I'm going to throw it away.
I don't drink
anymore. I've had this Tito.
I don't drink anymore.
It's like
with the wine in her hand.
Tito.
Why does it come
in?
Do
you want it, Anna?
Do
you want it?
Yeah, we'll just put it in your freezer. And then we'll make, I don't know.
It's a water bottle. Her mother filled it.
Oh, it's a literal water bottle.
Yeah.
That's so cute. That's so college. Oh, my God.
And it's been sitting in there, and I have it. And I think I told you, Jamie, when you stay here, I said, do not.
Yeah,
this
you
is
did
not
say that.
Water.
I remember.
This is vodka.
I remember saying that.
I remember
you're
when
like,
people
don't chug the water
would
while
put,
in here.
Like,
hard.
Prepare for festivals. They would horrible. Put, like, the water bottle filled with vodka in, like, a Chipotle burrito. They'd put it. They'd put it in their hair. They would bury it on the festival site 2 weeks before, and
that.
Then go and dig it up later.
Ferments a little bit more.
Is this in college?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Coachella.
Did anyone go to Coachella?
Yeah, I went.
Oh yeah, I went to Coachella. Just like flew back.
There's
you on your private jet.
There's
Oh, any Janine updates?
Well, she got hit by a car.
No, Della. In January when she got hit in her Subaru and then she got an Audi. But anyway.
She got an Audi?
Straight the Subaru in for the
Audi. Well, her mom had a lot of money, I guess, so she
No, I mean, it doesn't matter. I mean, she had the high-end Subaru and that she got full.
And then she got a low-end Audi. Okay.
She got the 3 version because it is. It's very small. And I said, Ginny, you don't need a whole shit anymore in this. Well, yeah, that's right. No, you're not hauling shit like you're hauling shit in your, you know, Subaru Outback where you need all this room. And,
is she tired?
Yeah. Yeah,
any other tea? Anyone have any tea to spill?
Not besides my Republican fucking friends.
Put them on blast. What are their last names? Let's dox them.
Scared of
that. That is scary. That's wild.
Jen's scared.
Yeah. Well, it's Kimberly, my crazy Republican friend in Washington. She was like,
is she happy with what he's doing?
I didn't realize about all these tariffs. I said, Kim.
That's all he talked about.
Did you not know that he was talking?
I mean, I guess he did.
I don't even follow the news. I don't even know what a tariff is, but I know that he's doing the tariffs or whatever.
Well, it's like he's been planning the tariffs since like a long time because he likes the word tariff.
Tariff, it's one of my favorite words in the English language. After God,
is he religious?
And love.
No.
He did say, well, he's religious in the same way a lot of people are. He loves to say, I love Jesus. You know, anybody can be like, I'm religious in America now, because there's no, like, way to demonstrate religiosity, because all it is like, well, prosperity gospel, well, God wanted me to have all this money and be a fucking evil person.
Yeah.
Sorry, crazy. I'm, like, having a...
it's crazy. Also, like...
Hi, Crosby! Hi, buddy!
Oh, he's so cute.
Hi, Crosby! Hi, Crosby!
Juju is like, I heard that. No, he's afraid of Juju. She said, I heard someone was getting baby talk to me. Juju! Hi, baby. Hi, baby girl.
He's psychotic. And he's lunatic.
You think I'll be hungover tomorrow if I drink a lot of wine tonight?
No.
I probably will be. I drank like 4 beers last night and I woke up this morning. I was like, I might throw up.
Hi, Crosby!
Oh. I was, like, kind of hungover last night. The only problem is Anna likes...
Did you go out?
No. We drank 2 bottles of wine, though.
Okay, that's a lot.
We went to dinner.
But it was over, like, 5 hours.
Yeah,
but still, wine's worse for the
hangovers. Hi. Choo-choo. Choo-choo. You want to lick your pussy?
Okay, we're ready for dinner.
But we had a lot of food.
Already?
Oh. Should I just keep this rolling on the dinner table?
Rolling, Jane.
420.
We're gonna work out.
Hannah's
at the gym.
Yeah, I invited Hanny over to our new place to work out.
I'll get
you on
program.
Hanny.
Something. Oh, Hannah.
That you can.
I didn't
hear
I'll
that.
Go get the chair.
You can actually fall through it.
Technically, no.
Oh shit.
What?
I'm hungry now. Hey, girly girl.
Maybe use this.
Yeah, it was just that corner piece.
I'm fine. I'm fine. Oh. Oh. Oh, God. I'm gay! Stay back! Let's do a little mini Seder. Wasn't Passover recently?
Yes, it was.
Shout out to Juan.
What is it?
Hag Sameach.
I can sit here.
It's in the breeze.
Yeah.
There is no
more. There is no more white. You have to have some red.
Yeah.
It's in the wine.
An interesting choice.
Perfect.
Who's this
for?
Anybody.
No,
I have mine over here.
You want?
Did you make this? Yes, I did. So,
can I have a little too?
It's okay.
Woo! She's so slobbery. My glass in
here. Here you go. I think that. Does everybody serve there?
Yes.
Wow, I haven't had pasta in a while.
What do you have as your carb?
Rice? Rice or potatoes,
rice.
Usually.
Rice.
I try not to eat too much pasta.
I love pasta.
Just because I feel like it, like, I don't know, it doesn't make me feel great.
Oh, well then don't do it.
Here's some extra parm.
Ooh,
anybody
yes.
would like a little extra parm?
Is this breading terminal parm?
Yes.
From the cute cheese boy?
The cute cheese boy?
I have not seen.
Did he die?
No.
He probably got a better job.
He probably went to grad school.
For cheese.
Yeah, for cheesemongering.
for
food science.
Maybe he went to culinary school. You don't know.
For cheesemongering.
Okay, if you say so.
Funny. That's very funny. And there's some goat cheese here at the top. Yes, I have lots of leftovers. Because I was like, you know, if you're going to make it, you got to make it, you know?
Yeah.
You got to make a nice big, you know, container of it. And
it's our last family dinner.
I know.
Well,
we need to take a picture.
In Philly.
Here. But we'll have more here.
Yeah, if you guys go to Charleston, Charlottesville, you have to.
Charleston.
No.
Garveston.
Not true. Oh, wait, the bread.
Can we take a selfie?
Shit.
Galveston.
Travis.
Reston, Alabama.
Got
folks down Galveston,
rooted
in Louisiana.
You have to invite me if you guys go.
Yeah, totally. Oh, we'll do a road trip.
Road trip! Oh my god, like that Britney Spears movie.
Yeah.
The Britney Spears. Hot, be careful. Don't be whacking that thing. The whole bread will go all over the place, for God's sake.
It's not
Maybe I
can
take a selfie. I'm really sad, actually.
Well, no, honey, but you just have to come visit. God damn it.
Send that to me. Because we'll black out our eyes and use that as the picture on this episode.
Can you send me the...
Not AOL.
Oh,
fucking
dumb. Well, yeah, I'll be anonymous.
Wait, I was just like, can I come over Wednesday?
Yes, you can come over Wednesday. there'll be nothing left here.
Where's your bone?
It's delicious.
I hope so.
Thank you, Mommy.
Yeah, thank you so
You're
much.
You're welcome.
Oh, cheers.
Oh, cheers.
To your tenure here in Philly for the second
cheers.
Time.
Yes.
Cheers, family.
And to
Born.
Love you always.
Excited for you.
Born in Philly, worked in Philly, lived in Philly.
Slayed in Philly.
Slayed in Philly.
Work.
Wait, so how many friends do you have in Charlottesville?
One.
I have my really good friend and her husband who live, you know, 5 miles down the road. And I've known Missy's family for 45 years.
Mm-hmm.
Lee's family.
Who's Missy?
A college friend.
Oh, okay.
Are you going to go to that place where that woman
died after she got hit by a car during a counter protest at Unite the Right.
Oh shit. God. Yeah,
no. I'm so funny. Laugh, yeah, laugh.
Laugh her.
She might skip that one.
Yeah. And then I have Friends in Richmond, which is an hour. Georgie, oh. Georgie's in DC, 2.5.
Oh, it's not bad at all.
Friends in Staunton. So.
What about Jamie?
Oh, Jamie. Georgie's gonna come a week from this weekend, and I suspect he'll come alone. He said, "You need help hanging." I said, "I'd love some help hanging." He said, "I'll come down." And
like hanging pictures.
Yeah, you know, and Georgie's, you know.
This is good.
Yeah, it's good.
Wow.
Yeah, I think you did a great job.
Thank you. I don't know if it needs salt or.
No.
Wait. So, but are anyway. My parents going down? They told me they were going down. Why
yes,
down?
They are coming.
Coming up.
Yeah, going
the 14th of May?
Oh, wow, soon.
Yeah, because they're going to deliver the car
we're
to Alex.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to Charlotte that weekend.
Oh.
To see Al. He texted me, just me originally, and I was down for it. And he was like, we should go on a trip to Europe. And I said, yeah, let's go.
Yes.
And then he was like, we should text Rebecca, too.
No, no. Does he like Rebecca?
Yeah, he likes Rebecca.
Well, but the thing is, I don't think...
He doesn't want to leave her out. I feel like he'd feel bad.
Well, right, but
you're
I
twins.
Think...
Yeah, that's what I said. That's why I was like, it's fine, we're twins.
But I think the other thing is
like
that
the same age.
She might
oh
not be...
She's in my vagina.
Well, of course she is. I mean...
That scared the shit out of her.
That's what she do. Every time she sees Casey, Casey's like, God damn you, Juju, up my ass, up my vajayjay. I'm like,
well, she is a serial harasser.
Sit down.
So, we were going to plan a trip to Europe, but I'm like, I don't think I can afford this right now.
Is somebody going to match my flight?
Also,
because Alex
can afford
has
the freaking mental pain of him and Rebecca.
Yeah. And Alex has a week off from school, or I don't know, a week or two off. Mm. So, we just decided to go down to... Charlotte, and we'll see mom and dad.
Yeah.
Yeah, do something more chill.
Yeah.
Not having to plan all the shit.
Yeah.
So where are they in Florida?
To go see some shit.
Port St. Lucie, an hour northwest of Palm Beach. So they're inland.
Is Palm Beach near West Palm Beach?
Palm Beach, West Palm Beach, sisters. They're right there.
It's my eyebrows.
Yeah.
Great.
But yeah, I was getting shit in the group for not responding.
Oh my
no.
God.
And I'm like, listen, bitch.
The thing is.
I'm very busy.
Yeah, I'm working right now. They've been blowing up the group chat. Well, of course, Hannah's not responding. I work until 8 on Tuesdays and Thursdays. And I'm going to fucking text you between the 20 patients I see.
Oh my God.
Like, yeah, no.
Idiots.
You're going to say, look at, chill out.
And then we just decided on that. I was
relax.
Like, I don't know if I want to travel across the fucking world with you guys.
The thing is,
that would end
Hannah. Me. Is that
you get on the plane and Rebecca's like, oh, this is my seat, first class. Bye.
No, she's
you're in the back of the bus.
She said, I booked tickets for everyone.
At least someone had to sit with her for a 7-hour plane.
If you
obviously, I love her, she's my sister, but we really don't
oh,
get
I know
along.
About her.
We really don't get along.
I know about her.
Well, I think Hannah, you need to maybe try to do a real short.
The real darkness, as you say. Rebecca, could you vote for the presidential election?
No, she didn't vote for Trump, but I had to ask her. I had to ask.
No, gotta. Thank God.
That's what it was, bro.
That's,
the fact that I had to fucking ask.
If she was married, wait, she has a boyfriend.
Yeah,
yeah.
Aren't they engaged?
Not yet.
So, don't you hear that?
Enslaved.
No.
I thought that he's rich.
She wants to engage. No, she wants to get engaged to him. But I don't really like him. I mean, he's fine. But
you have a reason for not liking him?
You haven't spent a lot of time with him either, but...
He's boring.
I mean, yeah. I mean,
how much older is Rebecca
than you? I
can't
say
you?
That because we
she's
have 29,
she's 26.
Personalities and
okay.
People. So
it sounds like
I'm
you and Rebecca are the same age difference as me and my brother. And me and my brother used to have major beef.
Okay, I don't want to start this conversation because every time someone's like, oh, when you graduate high school, you'll be close. Oh, when you graduate college,
no.
You'll be close. I said... When is that happening? It's fucking
so
4 years out.
So, my
now.
Brother and I are still not close. We kind of, what happened for me, I held a lot of resentment for my brother way beyond him being evil to me.
Yeah. I mean, she's not not evil. I just think that we really have.
No, they're just. You're just different. You're just different. That's it.
We're so different in a way that it makes it hard for us to get along on anything. Mm-hmm. You know?
But I think eventually, hopefully, you'll both mellow out a little bit. Like, so with my brother.
I do not think that I'm an eye strong person.
No.
I think
no.
I'm pretty mellow. You're right.
No, but you'll learn to forgive her annoyingness.
Her annoyingness.
No, no, she's not even annoying. She's just very judgmental.
Well,
And I'm just like, dude, not everyone's fucking like you. Have you been in the world? No, she hasn't, because you live in Boston for...
Well, right. That's the difference. Hannah's
Boston
like,
is insane.
She's, like, been in a
we
city...
We were walking around Northern Liberties one night. One of the nicest parts of the city I've been. Whatever. Maybe not the nicest, but, you know.
It's
very
fine.
Safe, nice
yeah.
area.
Yeah, yeah.
She goes, wow, I'm surprised. So safe out here. And I'm like, are you fucking okay? I'm like, oh my god. No, no, she said some comment about like black Let's, people and then like
girl.
Said that and I was like, you need to shut Butter. Your fucking mouth, bro. I was like,
take her to Kensington.
I was like,
you got bread.
No, I didn't.
I was like, shut the fuck up.
No, but you
up.
Have it. I don't want it.
No,
no, no. No, I don't want it.
And then we started fighting and mom was like, Rebecca, you need to actually shut up. Like,
well,
you're
because
dumb.
She
because
this
she
is
needs to mature.
A very different
mature. She's 25
years old. Much
yeah.
about much.
But the other thing is, at least with me and Paul, I learned to just be okay with how annoying he was and, like, not let it get
and
to
I'm
me.
And I'm fine with the annoyingness. But, like, it's the judgmentalness, the comments that I'm just like, oh my god.
Well, because Boston is so white. So white.
But still, she, like, went to college and had other
but,
interactions with people who weren't white, I'm sure.
Right, but it's different than you coming, but also you've always been a very open, don't care what people look like, be who they
are. Yeah, you
are.
Don't care if people are fat and ugly.
Me who you are.
Yeah, so
I feel like
you
hang out with me and Anna.
That's very different. Well.
I love you guys.
Trying to make a point. But Rebecca, that's not who she is, and... Yeah, okay, but
is it okay?
Is that pretty?
Where'd you get that?
I got it at Philly 8th Thrift today.
Wait, you guys were right near me. You didn't even fucking text me. Sorry. I was so bored all day.
I was right. Okay. We were a little bit overwhelmed.
I'm actually not.
We were, I was like having a meltdown all day.
Keely works at Philly 8th Thrift.
Yeah, you
Tuesdays.
Told me that.
Oh my god, I accidentally no-called, no-showed at my last appointment with Keely.
Yeah, I heard.
She told me. I said,
does she
you
charge
what?
You for that?
Yes.
What?
$75.
So do I have to, like, call to pay that or something?
You should have a credit card on file.
Oh, okay. I'll just go with that. Okay, yeah.
But oof, the funny thing is, I almost texted you Friday night to say, oh my god, I can't believe you're coming here tomorrow. But I went to West to have dinner with Suzanne and Kelvin Friday night in the fucking pouring rain.
Oh.
And I never texted you.
So it's your fault.
Yeah!
Let's blame Lil.
Like, every social thing that we are, like, bigly related to. Her friend, I know them too, but Suzanne's mother was good friends with, old bitch grandmother Sweeney.
Yeah.
Oh shit.
And that's how like the intro went.
Yeah.
But
wait, that's
they're
crazy.
Cool and they
normal.
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's
kids are about your age.
Biracial.
Didn't they
she's
go
black.
To Oberlin?
Oh really?
Ruby, not Rue, went
Rue,
to
yeah.
Oberlin. And Lydia went to Temple and now is teaching up in the Northeast and
Heltonville School of Minecraft and Misery.
I don't know.
I hope she's not there, but, you know.
No. Okay.
Anyway.
Yeah, but they're basically way cooler than any part of what made the connection happen.
Yeah, for sure.
That's cool.
Grandmare.
You know what I mean.
They were very nice.
Yeah, lovely. Lovely.
Galvin was so stoned, he's falling asleep at the table. I was like, I know he's been smoking juju downstairs.
Me.
But
smoking juju?
Yeah.
Juju.
Smoking juju. But anyway, it's very nice.
Smoking hoo hoo.
Smell my hoo hoo.
Smell my hoo hoo.
But thank
that's
God. I mean, it's freaking raining so hard, but thank God. There's a parking spot right in front of their house. I'm like, oh. Because it was miserable. Getting from here to west that night, quarter to seven. I was like,
what's in here? Spinach?
Mushroom and spinach.
Spinach and mushrooms. Mm. Ricotta. Yeah, lemon zest.
It's nice. Oh, nice.
Lemon zest.
That's really good.
I could have put some lemons in more.
It's really good.
It's great. Yeah, good balance. It's nice. Thank you.
Red sauce. And I al dente the noodles before. That's when you came.
Perfect, yeah.
I put them out on a parchment so that it wouldn't, you know, take so long to whatever, cook. And yes, I have a lot. So you are going home with a lot of goodies.
Oh, good. But anyway, overall.
Anyway.
I probably would have gone this trip if Rebecca wasn't gone.
Well, now wait a minute.
But you're going to Charlotte.
But yeah, Rebecca's not going to Charlotte, is she?
No, she is.
Oh,
but
she is.
This would be our whole family, not just me, Alex, and her.
Okay.
Because she always tries to, like, be like...
Well, have you gone on a trip?
Make us be friends.
Have you ever?
No. I don't think so. No.
No.
Well, let me just say this. If you want to fast track getting close to her, you could... Put your, like, be like, let's hike the Appalachian Trail.
Maybe get real.
I don't think she'd be going.
No, yeah, she would
do
that.
Like,
yeah. I would do that.
That's inappropriate.
No, I'm wrong.
Oh, fighting.
Pulling off each other's
toenails. Would not be going to the Appalachian or the El Camino.
The PCT.
The Pacific.
I wouldn't do that. No, I just think, like, honestly, Jamie, like, that we're never going to be close because we're just, like, two, like, different, like, at the core.
You don't have to be close,
so,
too. No. As long as you're there for each other in the way that you feel good about.
Yeah, that's
right. You could, honestly, though, also, you don't have to have a relationship with her. She's your sibling. You don't have to be close with her at all. You don't
have
to do anything.
I mean, we have a relationship. We're definitely, like, sisters. But, like, do I, like her so much in my free time that I'd want to hang out with her? No.
Exactly. And you don't have to. But if you get closer...
You don't have to. Mm-mm.
Like, it'll be what it is.
Also, there's a distinct possibility that Rebecca learns some lessons
from you.
Well, I don't think she
that's
would take...
That's what I think.
No, but that's the thing. I don't think she would ever listen to anything I would say.
No.
Right, but that's the thing. It's not going to be like you had a mission to change her mind.
No.
She'll just notice.
What it's
going to
be is at a point in her life...
Mm-hmm.
So you're very wise, and you've learned a lot of lessons. Obviously, you don't know everything, but there'll be a...
I know everything.
There'll come a point in your life when... In her life, when she needs to learn something from you, maybe.
Yeah.
About what it means to respect others and be less judgmental, perhaps.
Yeah. Exactly.
And if she is ready to learn that lesson, she will come to you to learn it. And if she's not ready to do it, she even may try to and not and do it in a disrespectful way.
Yeah.
Because that's how people do it. But there may come a point when you have to be more mature than her. Which, as a younger sibling... feels really annoying, you know, like...
This was years ago, but...
Good girl.
We were dumping, we were illegally dumping corpse ashes into the bay.
What was that?
A Grammy.
Oh, yeah.
We were illegally dumping ashes.
That's hot. I want you to dump me somewhere
for some
illegally.
Reason, we went into the yacht club
with
in Manteloke or whatever.
Yeah.
Actually,
and I remember Rebecca was like, I want to be a part of a yacht club when I grow up. And
he
Lou was
that?
Like, well, you better marry
Rebecca.
Rich.
Oh, Rebecca.
Yeah.
No, I thought
he was like, you better marry rich,
and
Rebecca.
Anthony, her boyfriend right now, like, has, like, boats and shit.
Yeah.
Oh,
that.
Well, there we go.
Well, I guess she got what she wanted.
Do you like him for the fucking... I don't know.
Yeah.
Like, do you actually like him, or do you like him for the material?
The boats.
You know, and that might be enough for her.
Maybe.
And that's okay.
Well, yeah, because her...
I mean,
people
I'm not...
Like
that, it's not my life. I'm not judging.
His family... his mother is Brazilian. His father's British, I think.
Oh, gross.
And they have a summer home in Holland, Michigan. And they have
boats in Holland. Oh, I
thought
that's where they live.
They're going
Holland,
to Holland,
Michigan.
And so they
on
sail
way to Paris,
out of it.
Texas.
No. Anyway. I think that's where they live. You're right, Hannah.
I'm done.
But they're competitive sailors. And his mother designs inside of very high-end yachts.
Oh, yeah.
She is a yacht interior decorator.
Yeah, they're, like, wealthy.
Oh,
that is a wealthy person's job if I ever heard of.
Well, it was interesting because...
Remember Karen's wife who was the editor of, like, Boat Daily?
Until I asked Anthony and I said, what does your mom do? This was at your house.
Oh, yeah.
You weren't there.
I have no idea. I just heard
it. And I was just like, ask her questions about his family because, like, I found
surprised
it very interesting.
They're very much questions. Ask his mom and dad. They ask what.
Yeah, your dad
they ask
just,
a
no.
Oh, they probably know more than they're letting on to.
Yeah, maybe.
Now, Lou just yaks.
Are you going to
you don't
so
think
does
that,
Anthony. He fucking yaks. He's
you
so
don't
loud.
Think that he's
like,
found
so
something
loud.
Out that he hasn't told you?
What?
Hey, kind of
you
blends in with
that Lou just has found something out about Anthony that
he hasn't told. He didn't know that until I asked that question. My brother did not know that until I asked that question.
But you don't think that he got to the bottom of something? Okay, well.
No.
So what?
I just had not asked him that.
Stop.
He was like, oh, I didn't know that about his mother. I said, well. Yeah.
We got one for the
boats.
Salad?
Yeah, there's Marcel.
Boats. I feel like interiors of boats, it's like.
Oh, people spend.
It's like, all right, so we're going to put.
So let's put an anchor right here.
Rare Brazilian wood burl. On this door, and then this is gonna be marble, and then this is gonna be.
We'll use walrus ivory.
These fixtures were hand blown by.
You have to be mindful of
the weight
of sea, water.
Well, you
sea, air,
use a very
and heavy
thick shellac on the wood.
Well, go use a teak, because that's like
okay,
right?
This boat,
but. Well, I'm just telling you.
And here, we have some iron fixtures that were remelded from formerly enslaved people's shackles.
Oh, shit. Christ.
They would, that's like
really
such a rich person.
If you want some
you
salad.
Guys should hang out.
Because this dressing is spicy or something. I just
really?
It is spicy.
I'm not really.
No, it's not. It's tangy.
You should hang out with Alex soon. If Alex ever comes to Philly, I've been trying to get him to come.
Get him come to Philly. We need to freaking
go out.
Yeah, he
would love to go out with you guys.
A fun gay time.
And I know he wants to go to the neighborhood. Yeah.
Oh,
I'll take on a bike stop.
We'll go down to the bottom.
I feel like maybe he would like that.
Oh, does he like daddy?
Pull out the hog.
No, I think he would like the bike stop.
No, I don't know.
Does he like daddies?
I don't fucking know.
Is he dating?
Yeah, what's his? Yeah, is he dating anyone?
I'm trying not to ask. What he likes.
Just if you find out what kind of men he likes, then I can find the right bar for him.
Well, I think the poor guy's probably not had a lot of time in that he's in fucking school.
No, trust me. He's got time.
Fierce.
Ben met Paul when he was in med school.
Paul was what? 17. Ben was 24.
No, Paul was definitely 18.
If he comes, I'll let you know though.
They were doing something Jewish, I remember.
Well, both of you. I guess both of you will be.
It
would be great.
Hey,
I haven't really been able to hang out with.
Husband Jewish?
No, we're
Paul. Ben? So Ben is Paul's husband.
I'm sorry. Is Ben Jewish?
Well, they're both.
Yeah, Ben's family is from Israel.
Wait,
why
do
you know that?
From Israel. They're American.
On the rooftop over there, I feel like. Last time when she was still living at that place.
Okay.
On the rooftop. Which rooftop was
know.
It, though?
RuPaul?
Yeah.
I don't know,
Hannah.
Let's braid Anna's hair tonight.
I want to put a water bottle of wine bottle on. Like the girls' night.
No, put the vodka bottle in there.
Wait, can I braid your hair?
Yeah, absolutely. I would love that. I did try to brush it, but it's not perfect right now.
Well.
No. Pobody's nerfed.
Yeah, no, we were up. I don't know. We were hanging out up
yeah,
on
it was,
It was brief, though. Do you want to bite my throat, or what's happening?
You know, just trying to keep it entertaining.
Oh,
just trying to keep it fresh.
Trying to keep it fresh for the people.
Fresh for the people. Excuse me.
How long have we been going
I feel like it's a fun time. I think that would be...
Well, he wanted to come. I told him to come during his little break. But he's like, I can go to Philly anytime. We should go to your house. Meanwhile, we're going to his fucking home city.
Ew, Wake Forest?
No, we're going to
Charlotte.
He lives in
Charlotte
now.
Oh, okay, that's good. Thank God.
But I'm like, bro, you wouldn't fucking come to Philly, but now all of us are going to Charlotte? Okay.
My,
Whatever.
How long is he still in for, what's it for?
He graduates
Because he's at medical school. He's down there for...
Next May, right?
So only one more year?
I think so.
Wow, time really flies, isn't it?
My friend Kevin, who recently passed his boards...
He's coming to Lancaster County to...
He's moving to Lancaster to do...
To do, like, a urology thing, right?
Wait, Alex has to do urology.
No, not urology. Oh. Kevin is... Was...
Oh, he's a podiatrist.
Oh, I'm gonna fucking shit.
A proctologist?
Okay, stop.
Why?
Okay, wait.
She's so mean.
No, she's not.
I was trying to... I just, like, get frustrated when I can't speak.
They're going to Lancaster County. Interesting.
Kevin was applied for and was accepted into a fellowship for sports medicine at UPenn Lancaster.
Oh, okay. Okay.
That's an easy question.
That's, like... An hour, 2 hours from now.
Yeah. Yeah, but, I mean, I think
it's
that's, like,
PT,
what his
right?
interest is.
No, they know nothing. They don't even know what PT is. Like,
no,
they
don't.
They're like, oh,
they
your
don't.
Foot hurts? Go to PT. Oh, you need an x-ray?
Go to
PT. Go to PT.
Ortho. Oh.
They don't know what that, yeah.
Well, it's like ortho, but, like, lesser, I think.
But
anyway.
Oh, that's good. Don't
but
nice.
I mean, that's an easy.
Moving in July.
It's an easy job, Jimmy.
He has a baby now, right?
He does.
That's cool.
I
had
a dog.
I told him to come.
Didn't he get rid of his first dog?
Yeah, that was cool. Kevin is kind of pathetic, but at the same time, maybe the most successful of all of us.
He's a doctor. No one else is a doctor.
She has a beautiful wife.
And he has the first baby at the group.
It don't matter. Come on, people.
Archie.
Come on, people. Come on.
Is it short for Archibald?
I have no idea.
Archibald.
I don't think so.
Well, what else is Archie short for?
I don't know.
Would you just name a child Archie? Not short for anything? Just
yeah. I mean,
actually named after that old comic.
Named after Riverdale.
Exactly.
Archie.
Who's that one? The child's name?
No, I have no idea. But that's the child's name, but I don't know. But yeah,
it's a girl.
I guess they're moving. I mean, they own a house in Cleveland, so I don't know if they're going to, like...
Sell it?
I don't know what's going to
happen.
Where
do they live
in
Shaker Square?
Shaker Square. I just don't know how long the fellowship is. Like,
a year.
Oh, it's a fellowship.
Oh.
A year. 1 year.
Oh, okay. And is that, like, you just get... You're paid to get experience, basically?
So...
Wait, fellowship is a year?
No. Fellowship
I thought
is a year.
It could be longer, depending on...
Internship? Residency? Fellowship.
Yeah, he finished his residency.
You're a fellowship.
He's a fellowship for a year. Generally, it's a year. And then you decide where you want to go.
Oh, okay.
If they offer you a position or whatever.
I feel like I feel like they would enjoy being in Philly. They could live in the Pencashment. Like, their kiddos could have...
Kiddos?
Education.
And, she pregnant
and
again?
The food and the, like, Chinatown's really great, and South Philly has all that amazing food. They're real foodies.
Yeah.
Well, I actually saw something on Instagram the other day saying that Philly was surpassing New York City and, like, you know,
oh,
James...
Oh, definitely.
Oh, James Beard?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gino's Knock. Was written up as one of the most influential people in 2025 in the food. She owns Kalea.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, yeah.
I need to start going out more into these restaurants.
She's fierce.
That
restaurant's awesome. Yeah.
It's my name.
It's very...
My friend wants to go to Mom. Have you guys been to Mom?
Where?
Have you heard of Mom?
Mom's Pubis.
Mom?
No, Mom.
Oh,
you
Mom.
You guys haven't
Mom.
Heard of Mom.
Yes, yes. That's in South Philly.
Yeah, it's right near me.
Yes.
Oh, what are
that
they
got?
That's a James Beard. Also a James
yes,
Beard.
Yes.
What kind of food is it?
My neighbor
I think
went
it's like
there.
It's a noodle shop.
Reservations
it's like
are.
Southeast Asian.
Yes.
Cambodian.
Ooh.
Wait, no, reservations. You like can't get reservations there. But my friend had gone before and he said that like it was like the best meal he's ever fucking had.
Oh, I
want to
go.
He wants to go back and I'm going to go with him.
Oh, I want
to
go.
Yeah, Gina,
Okay, let's sign off.
Comedian neighbor.
Yeah, you
Zoom.
Can sign off.
No, we're ending the recording.
Okay, people, listen to me.
Bye.
Oh, my God.
We had to, like, show our IDs.
What
we had to get a parking pass and show the pass to the agents when we were, like, going through the gate. And once you're in, like, it's hard to leave. There was, like, barely any service when we were driving there.
So people who planned this, they were like, we love each other all so much.
No, she's an idiot. That's why she fucking planned it. I'm like, hey girl, you live in North Jersey. Maybe we just go to New York City for the weekend and party there.
You know, and
for
then you can, then if I get bored of you,
girl.
I can go to a bodega.
Yeah, or
girl.
Go to a bodega.
Go to a bodega and get a cigarette.
That would have been
anything.
Fierce. That would have been
anything.
That would have been so much better.
Anything.
You can even stay in
Why
fucking
the
Brooklyn.
Fuck?
Doesn't like,
not,
go to
I'm
House
not,
of Yes.
I'm not 18. I'm not trying to, like, underage drink in a fucking
oh,
house
right.
for the weekend. You know what I mean? Like, I'm like,
Right.
We could have gone not out.
We could have actually done
and
fun adult things.
And we had to
things.
Spend money on this shit, too. I'm like, of course, obviously, but...
Where is... would you like to go on, like, a retreat somewhere? Like, with the right people, maybe?
Maybe if it was an actual retreat. But this wasn't a retreat. This was drinking in a house for fucking 2 days straight. Me trying not to kill myself. That's what it was.
Oh,
with girls who were, like,
so
fucking annoying and weird, like...
Where are they from? How'd you know?
Because then,
fucking Jersey,
if you're
girl.
In New York, then you're like, oh, they're all in Jersey. But you go to New York, and you're like, hey, these girls kind of suck. Let's go to the fucking mall.
Like, literally, I would text them all and be like, that's about to go out,
let's
bro.
Let's go.
I'll meet you in Brooklyn. Like,
yeah. Let's go House of Yes. Or whatever's in Brooklyn.
House of No.
House of No,
I think
no,
I've
no,
never
no.
been there.
Yeah, it's kind of like, I think it's a college student-y, but I think it's also
I'm
kind of like yours.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm going out to see her second weekend of May, and I'm so excited because I haven't been to New York in a bit.
Little drive. Me too. I want to go to New York.
You guys should go.
I'm up there a lot because my boyfriend's up there.
Yeah, if you guys are in New York May, the second
well,
weekend of May.
I'll be in
España.
España.
Oh, right.
España. Then afterwards, I'm gonna go
well,
back.
Well, if you're honestly, you could. Probably,
oh, sorry.
Mall lives with her parents, but they're so chill. Like,
that's cool.
Literally could maybe even stay,
we should,
but...
Let's go take over at the Melanie house.
Yes. Oh my god, Squad and Melanie. She's my aunt who lives in Brooklyn.
They live in this carriage house, this huge thing.
It's like a pretty, it's like a Brooklyn
when
brownstone.
They, how did they buy it? What did it get
like a long time ago. I'm sure he did.
Wait,
you're
so,
talking about?
Should we go there?
Well,
if
Milo's
go,
there,
you
don't
do
want to.
Do you know
be there.
Anyone in New York you can stay with? Or?
Vince. Me? Yeah, I can stay with Vince.
No, not you, Anna.
Vince has a
yeah,
good bedroom.
Yeah.
I can go with him.
Oh.
And I could just go to stay
no,
with
I'm
Vince.
Talking about the second weekend of May.
That's when the wedding is.
Wedding.
Oh,
wedding.
Okay.
Wedding.
Okay. Me trying to hang out with them more. They're always being busy. I'm like, that's so annoying. I'm just kidding.
I would love to. I just, yeah, I haven't been to New York in a minute because I've been stuck in fucking
Maryland.
New York. Oh, because she's in school right now.
Why is this glass?
Wait, why are you done with your classes, man?
Yeah.
And what are you going to do next
May
semester?
16th. I don't know. I don't know that I'm going to go to I don't know if I'm going to do Philly Community College next semester.
She's abandoning her studies. I'm kidding. Yeah, you don't need to be in school. You already have a master's degree.
I
mean, if you want to be in school, I support you.
You know, you can get like a job in the meantime as like an interpreter in like health, in like the healthcare field or something.
Is she good enough?
No, you have to. So in order to be a like an actually hired as an interpreter, you have to successfully pass a big exam. That's like
okay.
official.
It's really intense, yeah.
Well, why don't you just get some, like, real... I feel like you would probably even learn faster if you got real-world experience.
Yeah.
So, like...
No, but you still have to pass. Like, I get the exam is a lot more formal and, like, a lot more, like...
But I feel like you would learn ASL way faster if you had to be using it.
Immersion is part of...
Maybe you could, like, volunteer somewhere.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean,
or
I,
just take one class.
I mean, I... Yeah, I'm gonna figure it out, but I just...
She doesn't have to figure it out immediately.
I also, I need to, like, mentally recover
the
from...
The
vapor?
Fucking everything. Fucking around. Literally.
No, it's gonna be so fun. I'm gonna make you guys hang out with me all the time.
Cheers.
I'm literally gonna be like, let's go to Dim Sum Garden.
Oh my god, I miss it. I wanna go.
I'm waiting for you guys to go.
Yeah.
I've been, like, wanting to go, but I'm gonna wait until we can all go.
It's
yeah,
my favorite
it's so
place.
Good. So good. Yeah, no, I just, I want to do my own thing for the first time in, like, a year because I was dating someone who...
And hang out with me.
Yeah, exactly. Someone who required so...
Yeah, you gotta go to West and check out West.
I know.
West is
well,
like...
now that I have people, I don't know anyone who lives in West
over.
Besides you guys.
It's cute. We have a very quiche apartment.
It's like
on
a
top
different
floor.
World.
Yeah, that's what... I've been...
She's like, you wouldn't believe
there,
how gay
I've
it is.
I've been there with you!
Girlfriend.
Me? Yes! Oh my god! We had this conversation last time.
Did we? I forgot.
I've been there 2 times. With you both times. the MFL. Yeah. A little scary girl.
Yeah, the L. Crack
out. Well, you know, head down.
Have you guys been to Double Knot? Do you like sushi?
I do like sushi.
Double Knot.
Where
sushi.
Is the old two?
Head down,
no,
look forward.
It's new. It's supposed to be really good. But I feel like it might also be kind of like one of those like overrated places that like people say it's really good.
Like Sugarfish in LA. I haven't been to LA, but.
I don't know, but.
Yeah, no, I just like, I've had to mold my entire existence around someone else's needs.
Yeah.
And I'm not doing it anymore.
Yeah, now you
so
just have fun.
I'm going to
do whatever. Take care of yourself.
Set up my recordings, all my recording stuff. I'm going to, Jamie and I are going to work on some projects. Film, music, and I'm going to wake up and I'm going to do what I want to do, not what is required because of some fucking kind of crisis.
Yeah, that's so fun. Oh my god. I'm excited for you.
Yeah.
2 months, girl.
And I want to connect with a couple scenes in West Philly. And
in the meantime, though, you can hang out with me.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You're like, ugh, I guess.
No, it'll be great. I'm excited. I would love
it. I gotta get Alex to come down here. Come up here.
That would be fun.
He's fucking always like not busy. I'm like, with what? Fucking medical school? Not like you're in medical school or some shit. And I'm like, that's fucking lame.
Just don't cut the artery. What's the big deal?
Like, I'm like, you're fine. I'm like, let's just pot it, bro. We've been making, me and Mala have been making fun of him because, like, this, he never, like, goes out and drinks and does things. This past weekend, 2 nights in a row, he was drinking. And me and Mala messaged him, wow. Seems like you're drinking a lot lately.
I want to reach out.
I'm sorry. Are you okay? Meanwhile, every weekend me and Mala are together, it's like fucking blackout nation. Like,
yeah. I mean, I think that we can sort of hit sort of, maybe, you know, median or something, but. There's just so much fun stuff to do, and like eat out, we go to the city, eat out, and then go walk to the neighborhood, and especially if it's warm out in the summer, so it's gonna be pretty fierce. And then there's plenty of places to go into depending on what your taste is, you know.
I mean,
straight
I'll do
people,
anything.
Like straight people? Woody's.
I hate Woody's, I'm
Woody's?
Not gonna lie.
I
hate Woody's.
I don't think I'll
so
ever
much.
Go back to Warrior because it's just like
Warrior was okay. I've only been once. And it was like, I didn't even end up staying
the
long.
The entry floor, first of all, the cover's ridiculous.
Yeah.
The entry floor is like a weird, like, walk, like a catwalk, and it's like Katy Perry songs. And then you go up two levels, and there's a little room where they play like black artists, rap and R&B and stuff like that. And it's better music. But it's just like this little room where they're like, it's weirdly segregated, not like officially, but like.
Wait, so that's it to Warrior? There's only two rooms?
In my experience, yeah, I mean, there's like rooms where you can sit down and I guess like contemplate your life.
Oh, that's
but
weird.
There's
like
a bar upstairs.
Damn, I thought it would be more like.
Downstairs. It's not.
Like Frankie Bradley's is $10 cover and that shit's big and it's fun.
Yeah, I'd like to go. I haven't been there yet. I was trying to go the
other
day.
You've never been? You know, like, many times I've ran into that fucking person at Frankie Bradley's, like, 3 times, just randomly, that's so fucking random.
I tried to go, but it was in the winter. So
we'll go, when you move, we can go to, like, Dim Sum, and then we can go to Frankie Bradley's or something.
That sounds good. I would go there, I would like to especially go, I feel like I would have more fun if there was, like, a show or something. And then it turned into like
the regular, yeah. I think they definitely do have drag shows and stuff.
Yeah.
I've never been for one though. That would be so fun.
Yeah. I think that would be fun.
Could it be me, baby?
I tried to go and hang out. My friend Harley from Frederick and Joshua in Silver Spring has been getting more and more gigs lately. She spins vinyl records. And I was like, okay, fuck
it. Oh, Harley?
Yeah. It's like, fuck it, I'm coming down to see you spin records at Showtime, this little vibe in D.C. And I fucking driving on the highway.
and suddenly I'm like, whoa, that was weird. Like, the wind just pushed my car. And then someone drives up to me and they're like, look behind you. And I was like, I don't see anything. I had a fly. Oh, and it was late. It was like 7 or 8 p.m. And I pulled into the rock farm. I was like, fuck me, dog. And then I didn't get a tow. I just drove back on the country road slower than the highway. And then I got a new tire. The next day was fine, but like
I
was like, oh, I wanted to go to this thing, and now I'm fucked.
Oh, you couldn't go? You didn't have coverage?
No, because there was, where was I gonna get a tire at 8 p.m. on a freaking Thursday or whatever? And I was not about to call. To get a tow into town.
Where did Talia go?
Let's go outside.
Let's go.
Is there more wine?
Well, there's alcohol. There's chickens.
What's the
hammer exactly? So, based off my black tire
shirt. Oh,
I was driving with this guy.
Oh, so this is
so I sat home.
What's the
name? And we went to the car about an hour and a half. And then I'm driving on like the rocky, like road or whatever. And everything was fine. And then I drove back home.
Oh.
And I felt the same thing. I was like, my car is swaying, but I'm not really sure what the feel is. And then the next day I had to CVS. And I'm like, what the fuck is this? And I'm like, okay, help.
You got my phone?
Retrieve you. We have 420. We place it. Now we're gonna eat shit. Eek.
Also, it's not like I would have gotten the tire that night anyway. So I slowly drove in the back roads. And it was fine.
Wait, where did you stay in D.C.?
No, I went back to Frederick.
Oh, you drove back home.
Yeah, I just went on the slower country road.
So you...
And it was straight, and...
Can you pass the straight?
The tire didn't... Nothing looked fucked up when I was, when I got home, and then when I went to get the new tire or whatever, the guy was like, wow. I don't know why he thought, he was like, well, this tire's got dry rot. And I was like, okay.
Dry rot?
Yeah, the book indeed. But it was Walmart, it was like 70 bucks. So.
Oh, yes.
Sign out. Just be like,
Sign out.
A meal.
Sign out! The fucking 37 patients after street.
Oh my god. Granzis with the freaking... Bum knee.
No, literally, those are my least favorite patients. So I'm like, fuck.
Why isn't it getting
better? I
like
the Tuesdays and Thursdays when like the cute guys come in. And they're like, oh,
cute guys come in?
And I'm like,
oh. Why am I not in physical therapy?
I know. Jamie comes in figs, like.
Oh, yes, Jamie.
Like, with a high pony too.
With a high, with a switch, like high pony, like, who's ready for big treat?
Can I come back?
Okay, sir. Now it's time to work on your groin.
You're like doing manual work on someone, and Jamie's like, "Oh, you like that?"
you're working on like his like shoulder. That's like really. You're really tense here, and like it's me just jacking him off.
Oh my god.
You're like, excuse me. I'm trying to work here.
That might be illegal.
Oh,
well, but I don't work here, so.
A PT that's also a
420 blaze it.
A PT that's also a sex work den.
Listen, I'm the only woman PT in the clinic, so.
Oh, damn. Mm.
You gotta get those boys in a gigolo shape.
You want Thai massage?
No, I'm not gonna lie. I fuck with that.
Yeah.
Because they like listen to whatever I do. And
yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. You need to start a reverse brothel.
No, there's the aide, the 23-year-old aide. He's my aide, so he helps me.
See the one who's into you?
Yeah. You're like, do these exercises with him.
No, literally, I'm like,
you're like, can you jack off this old fart?
I'm like, Graham, grab the 5-pound ankle weights, 3x10 LAQs.
Grandpa Epstein needs to get
the 5-pound dumbbell.
Gets to be like juiced again. Can you handle that?
Juiced.
Not Grandpa Epstein.
Mama.
It's so funny.
Do like rich men ever come in there, or you're not seeing?
Yeah, a lot of them. A lot of my patients are wealthy. Well, it's usually the older ones who are
from Rittenhouse or whatever, right?
Yeah, I'm in Rittenhouse. Also, my clinic that I work at is like, it's not like a Jefferson where there's like they take like Medicaid and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like I don't think my clinic takes Medicaid, so it's all like we take Medicare, but there's a lot of older rich patients who live like in the area. And then I have, like, my nights are, like, younger, cool people.
Your mom is such a godsend. Make me put that, all that laundry away when we get home.
Okay.
Or I'll kill myself. And then you.
You're gonna lie on the couch and say, One Piece?
One Piece?
And I'll be like, I can't say no to that.
I'm so cute, aren't I? And I'm the breadwinner, so.
Oh, we went to, we had some delicious food at this. There's a place in West
Renata's
Kitchen. Yeah, it was really light. It was really nice.
Wait, Mama. Go put the cig in.
Mama.
Hit it, James. I'll hit it.
No, I want it back.
It's too short. Can you just put this down over there?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It was nice. Our waitress.
I think you could just say waitress.
That's
a gender neutral term,
blue
right?
Blue hair.
Very, hey, then.
Very,
say server.
Very eager to please. It was nice.
Do you want to fill it up?
I'm okay.
Okay, you can just throw it down.
They had this, like...
I'll fill it up later.
Roasted red pepper dip that was so fucking good.
The Mahamra.
Yeah, it was so
Mahamra.
Good.
Mahamra. I don't know, like, in Arabic, do you do the R like R or R?
I don't know.
Not sure.
Why are all of us so stupid, God? Oh, God.
Not the fucking cross for Easter Sunday.
Cross dresser?
It was a cross.
What? What about it, Ed? I'm a good Christian girl.
did you go to church today?
Yes.
Mm.
The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Oh, okay, which church did you go to?
The Kingdom Hall, obviously. I'm a Jehovah's Witness. If you dance all day.
Did they step on the wine glass at,
Bitch, they did step on the glass.
Did they do the Hava Nagila?
The chair lift, yes.
That's fierce. Yes.
Skaba,
we did that at that wedding, and when I went to Buffer and Kristen's wedding at
Is Kristen Jewish?
No, Buffer is.
Is he from Kenya?
No, he went to Georgetown.
Oh. Georgetown.
Or he went somewhere in DC, I think. Pretty chill though.
American University.
This wedding I went to in Chicago, which was nice.
Chicago.
Chicago.
You mean? Yes, and I've been there.
No, it's a reference to Victorious. You wouldn't get it because you're too old.
Arianka. Ariana, why are you?
Are you the same age? Oh no, you are older.
No, she's like 40.
How old
Don't
are
you dare.
I'm 23.
No.
Fucking cap or cheating. How old are you?
How old do you think I am? Yes.
You're 28.
Yes?
Wait. Yeah.
I turned 29 this year. Yeah.
In August.
Wait, you're so soon, Jamie.
Is that soon? Am I just 30 now? Okay.
No.
I guess I'll kill myself.
Wait,
that's what you want?
I know.
Yes.
Oh my God, I knew that.
Obviously.
I'm not even, I don't know anything about fucking
I know,
420
blazes.
That's very clear.
Straight up Leo to the max.
They did this weird
Wait,
thing.
Wait, what's your sign, Anna?
Capricorn, Cap, Libra, Cap, or something like that.
I'm a Leo, Leo moon. Leo.
That's a lot of Leo.
Wait,
Leo
I don't moon, know what my other ones are.
You're Libra. Rising.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because you're the
14th.
Yeah.
All the Leos.
Would you
life.
Know what your moon sign is?
No,
freaking
no,
idea.
Should I find
it? Yes.
August the 6th. I don't know. I don't know what my moon sign
you
is.
You need to know the time and the location you were born.
I have
born.
No idea.
I don't
know
if that's...
My mother did not keep track of that shit. I was going to England 6 weeks later, so she wasn't keeping track of that shit.
Baby.
I was born in England. England, in it.
I wish that I could get a passport from... Although it's kind of worse to be in Britain than it is there.
No, it's bad there, but is it worse than here?
Well, we freaking J.K. Simmons or J.K.
They're indistinguishable.
J.K. Rowling's so evil.
Oh, J.K.
Yeah, but she's not in charge.
She was on a yacht smoking a cigar, being like, "Trans people can fucking choke."
Oh, didn't you see? She recently came for ace people.
Wait, I'm a rising Leo.
She came yeah. for ace people? What?
Well, yeah, she was like, December. Oh, asexual, international asexual day. So if you want to come out, but you have nothing to come out about. She was like, ace erasure, JK Rowling. It's like, you don't get to decide, like, we all know you're evil.
When she dies, I'm pissing on her grave.
Do you want to know, when you ask why, are you asking what has she done that makes her evil, or what is her psychology that makes her evil?
Well, okay, I don't know.
Yeah, like, what's your question?
I don't know.
Do you believe that she is evil?
She, you know, wrote all those books that...
Harry Popper.
No, you know.
She's
actively...
transphobic online to an alarming extent.
But she's also recently used her vast fortune to influence British politics in such a way that
yes,
it makes life
so
even harder for trans people in the UK.
She advocates, she has
a
tangible impact on anti-trans movements and legislation in the UK, and even in America.
Wait,
like,
who is this?
J.K. Rowling.
Harry Potter slut.
She does organize with them and she does stuff in real life, but like the way she talks influences culture, and influences a lot of other anti-trans people, both under the cloak of feminism, and under the cloak of like Christian nationalism.
Yeah, it's bad.
Oh, I have no idea.
I know. Unless you were online, you wouldn't know.
Well, yeah, I don't follow her. I mean,
You know, you couldn't even name the Harry Potter book, so.
Honey, this one, early, I was reading the first one to them when they were very young, and then you just took off and read them all.
Yeah, I mean,
books.
I could relate a little bit to.
To living in the closet.
Well,
the stairs.
To wanting to escape.
Escape to a magical Hogwarts land. Disneyland!
It's so funny. Disney was courting J.K. Rowling for, like, a Harry Potter world at Disney.
And like, then she was like, I want a train.
I want a train. And they were like, no, we're not doing a train. And then she was like, well, I'll go to Universal. And they gave her a train.
They gave her a train, and she got her train.
Dobby's sucking dick in the back of the caboose.
on the...
What?
Dobby needs to take it.
Giving breasts.
Straining against her brassiere.
Yeah.
Like, the cleavage is, like, huge. Like, so funny.
Remember Gandalf with tits?
Yeah, I like that.
You know, if you
I
kind
like
of
that's a drag
transition,
yeah.
you could kind of get there. If you could start to grow a beard again.
No, I don't want to.
The bearded lady.
There's this one drag queen.
The fat lady.
This drag queen
rude.
Who, I forget what song she did, but she was up performing this bit that was like, it was like, I'm out or like I'm leaving or something like that. And then halfway through the song, she walks out of the club, gets in her car and drives away.
She said bye.
It's so funny. Well. Yeah, it's super, super, super.
Did you go to church
today?
I went to the church of nothing today.
No, we're not Christian.
The Holy
here.
Church of Cheech and Chong.
No, I did. I walked to IGA.
and came back, took Juju for a walk, came back.
I went to the dog park.
That's when did you get your nails done? Trip
for me. I love to read my Bible at the dog park.
You're the one wearing
John 4:05. Yeah, because I love Jesus. I said, Jesus!
When did you get your nails done?
They're like greenish, sparkly-ish.
Where, when?
You're such a place in...
Tell us what the actual color is.
Society Hill.
What was the name on the bottle?
She went.
And it's really lovely.
She's so bad at being a woman.
You can't talk
it's like,
on your cell phone.
I don't remember the last time I
was. The music is like...
Calm.
Comfortable. No freaking... You make an appointment. They take you then. Walk-ins have to wait. Very small.
Oh.
It's across from Head House Square.
Nice.
And because this place down here in Fishtown, one time I went, it was probably about a year ago, and I sat there with my feet in the water for 30 minutes, and I said, I'm out. I'm
just walked out.
I'm out.
No shoes.
You all need to figure out how to address walk-ins, because I had an appointment, and I'm here for 30 minutes, and nobody's even started. And I felt really badly for the technician. And I said, I'm sorry, but these people need to figure out their schedule.
Yeah, that's true.
And I walked. I said, I'm out. Bye-bye. And I have not been back since. And then Casey was like, oh, I've got this great place in Society Hill. And I said, okay, let's go.
Sounds good.
And, oh, my God, I fall asleep.
Society Hill is really nice.
Ma'am, it's been four
it's
hours.
Sure. And it's wonderful. They take their time. They're not, like, rushing you in and out.
Slap you on the feet.
They're fierce full sets.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
I miss it. My hands are so naked right now.
Well, we can get pedicures from an animal.
Who can afford nails in this economy? It's a recession indicator.
Yeah.
I stopped getting my nails done. That was the recession.
Oh, wait, Jamie. Did you do your own?
No.
Oh, I did your own.
They got like fierce acrylics from a friend of Vince's.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Because I was like, you know what?
We should try press-ons again at some point.
Yeah, we should.
Press-ons, they make it fucking off.
Well, so here's the thing.
If you get the right nail glue.
And you have to know how to do it, too. Trixie claims that if you have to, Trixie Mattel.
She's a drag queen. She's hilarious.
You have to file the surface a little
bit. Oh, girl,
yeah,
I do?
Yeah.
To
get
them
to, like... Yeah, it's
you don't need to do acrylics. You have natural beauty.
Oh, also, if you're working PT, it's like...
Yeah, no, I
cannot do...
She needs to get the FloJo talons.
Your nails would have to be as long as mine.
She's
that's
like...
It. That's it.
Pierces them into the...
That's it.
Yeah. Now we'll wreck you.
No,
again, you don't need to make your hands look feminine because you have inherently feminine hands. How big are your hands? Are they smaller?
Move that heel up.
And he got small hands.
Oh.
This tiny.
Mine are bigger than yours.
No, they're not. Wait.
Oh, you put the palm down.
Okay, at the bottom of the palm. They're longer, but I have fat hands.
Yeah,
but yeah, see, you have very dainty little fingers. So you don't need to get acrylic.
I think you're the only person I've ever met who's an adult who has smaller hands than me.
It's the only thing that's small. Like my brain.
Stop. Don't be busting the glasses. Oh, God.
It's not like any of you will ever find out. I'm not showing you what I got.
Well, yes, that's good.
That's good.
We don't really need that.
Oh, so you don't want to... Oh, my... No one wants to see me. You all think I'm ugly.
I see it enough, Mama.
That's a little different.
Anna,
what?
Rebecca's with, in Florida.
With your parents?
Oh, did you know
she? They leave tomorrow. Yeah, tomorrow.
Leave tomorrow for where?
They're driving.
Do they still have property in Boston?
No. They don't.
My parents?
Yeah.
2 days. Dunsville in 2 days, so.
Did they get a lot of money for selling their house?
Oh, before? Mama.
It's like 800
something. That's not bad.
It was a beefy motherfucker.
They probably could have gotten more if they needed, but they
They wanted
to go.
You know, also, the best not to, like draw the knife out too slowly, you know?
Also, it's like 800, and you use your once-in-a-lifetime no capital gains tax.
Well, no, because they would have to put it towards the house in Florida.
Oh, they didn't want to.
Yeah, because they have me. Otherwise, you get slammed by taxes. So, like...
Wait, what is it?
If you sell your house, but you don't buy another house...
You get slammed by capital gains.
That's fucked.
Can't you just give up?
You can use it once. When I sold this house, I did not have to pay capital gains. But I made no money because of whatever.
Yeah.
But, so, I could have not...
Can I blow a Pepsi?
Anyway, regardless, but...
Okay, so...
So can I
statistically, when is that old bitch gonna fucking croak? She's 93.
She just
smokes a freaking Newport cigarettes.
Oh, she smokes Newpies?
Yeah.
Grandma.
Oh.
My Grandmother Mary. I just own her, but... Yeah.
Grandma.
That helps.
Grandma Mary.
Well, I hope they both die so that I can get some money. Could really use a little money.
You're like, I need a windfall.
I'll take you out.
Cheers.
But
play the lottery. Start trying to...
I'm not playing the lottery, Mama.
Thank you.
Oh, what? Yeah.
Really?
Oh, wow.
This service is fucking exquisite.
Yeah, it is.
And she does your laundry, too.
Yeah,
oh, nice. I forgot about them. I'm so happy.
We can have a little pause
before we
ate
them. I'm getting into it.
I like that shirt.
Thank you.
Real tree. Thank you very much.
Strawberries.
Cheers.
Oh, cheers. 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 Cheers.
So sad.
Why? It's just gonna. A door closes, so a window opens.
A door.
Look at
but the window's far away.
Not far away. You can take a train.
Train is long.
A door to Lano?
Not long. Get on at 2. Get off at 7.
And we'll drive now.
The only reason it's longer is because it stops in D.C., trades out the engine, and then continues on. So you get to D.C., and they have to swap out an engine.
What?
So it's like, yeah.
What does that mean?
From a diesel to something else. I don't know.
Oh, like in the South, it has to, like, run on a
different material. No, I don't know why they switch it out.
I'm a cotton gin.
So by engine, she means like the whole front of the train.
The
car.
Front of the train.
It's like it's not just the engine. It's the engine is it's metonym. It's referring to the.
The pulley cart.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
why?
I don't know. No idea.
What's the pulley cart? Am I dumb?
The first car in the front that actually produces
drives
the energy
it. Yeah.
That pulls the rest of the train.
Yeah. And so you sit there for about a half hour. You can get off.
Well, it might be a different, like, service. Or it might be, like, a different... Like, is it still Amtrak?
Huh?
Or is it, like, local train?
Uh-uh.
Well, I know that, like, the Amtrak trains that I usually take up to New York are ones that go D.C. to Boston.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. So, like, I could imagine that it's, like, a different... Like, you can get a train and you can sit on the same... A train from Philly somewhere south of DC, but you have to like switch over into a different service or something.
Yeah, no, you don't change that. You don't change your seat. The engine just changes.
Mm-hmm.
It changes.
Yeah,
out.
You have to stop.
Yeah,
it's only 20 minutes.
How far?
Mm-hmm. Which
one's an hour? Why do you think Americans are so against train travel?
Excuse me, because it's not fucking efficient like it is in Europe.
No,
it's
but
not efficient.
Also, because, like, let me tell you this, like, I'm taking the train in New York City, and, like, for me to get to the train station from my house there is, like, also so much work.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm gonna have to take, like, at least two modes of transport, like, either two trains, a bus and then a train, Like, there's not just one bus or one train that goes there. So then I have to Uber.
Bus to a train to a train to another bus.
Which is already kind of expensive because the Amtrak isn't cheap.
Yeah.
And then I have to get off the train and then find my way to my location in New York City.
Okay, but, like, my question is not why is it hard to access trains now? Because, obviously, but, like, why did Americans never take the train?
Pull the lever! There was an incredible... network of trains in this country before cars became the thing that capitalism was running on.
I guess we did invent cars, right?
Pull the lever!
Like Henry Ford invented the car, right?
Nazi.
So because it was invented
here, Henry Ford was Nazi.
We're like the ground zero for
cars. He sent a bunch of money to Hitler.
Mm. Oh, really?
Henry Ford said, I love to kill Jews, and he sent the money to Hitler, and Hitler made a plaque and put it up. You can see it in Germany, in Munich still.
What did it say, like, these Jews killed for...
No, it just said, like, great...
You and me, girly.
Heartfelt thanks to Henry Ford for providing money to Hitler during his whatever. Yeah. Henry Ford...
Bless you, girl.
But once it became a really popular form of transport, it was over for trains. Yeah. I mean, we used to have streetcars all over Philadelphia.
Yeah, there's still one that goes in Fishtown.
There are a few, but...
But, like, is it just the lobbyists? Who is to blame?
I would say start at the freaking Model T factory.
It really is Ford's fault.
Thank you, Mom.
Yeah, and then, like, the trains just became a function of...
Trans?
The trains just started to haul coal. It was just for coal and granite and whatever.
Slate. I used to think the earth was exciting enough. And I used to think that I wasn't well enough.
I really don't want to go to work tomorrow.
Don't remind me about that.
Are you in the office tomorrow?
Okay. Yeah, I'm in the office almost every single
day. What time?
Not as early as you, 8:30.
Oh, that's like not late though. I thought you were going to say like 9.
No, and I usually get in around 8.
Becca woke up at 7, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and my life is so good. I have to wake up at fucking like 5:45.
See, I can wake up at 7 those days.
Yeah, that's so nice. If I had 8:30 start, I fucking...
It's like early, but 7:30. It's like, and it's horrible, and I'm really bad at it, but so it's hard. Not too early that I'm like dying, you know, like...
No, I hate the morning. If anyone knows me, you know I fucking hate the morning.
But I usually will kind of just engineer my morning time so that I can wake up at 7, no matter how early I start. Like, I really needed to be at my work at Heltonville at, like, really at 8 o'clock at the latest. But I would still just wake up at 7 and, like, do everything super quickly.
Yeah, just be fast. That's how I am.
Yeah.
Because I leave by my house by, like, 6:30, 6:45. No, 6:30 I leave.
I just, like,
don't... So I wake up at 5:45, I... 7. Quick. I sit down for 10 minutes, get myself together, and then I go...
I just, like, I don't think I can do that anymore. I don't think I can wake up before 7. Maybe if I was, like, I think if I, like, totally readjusted my sleep schedule, I could.
I mean, I just don't sleep well. Like, on the days afterwards, I'm really...
I mean, that's kind of, like, where I'm at right now.
And then Tuesday, Thursdays, I don't work until 12, so I sleep in. And then I get home at 8 p.m., and I'm, like, wired from the day. I have to basically go to bed in an hour to get my schedule on for waking up at 5:30. Or so, and it's just like, this is...
What you should do is you should stay up all day, all night on Tuesday, and then have...
Go to work. I don't think that's a good idea.
And then crash immediately when you get home from work.
I mean, usually when I come home from work, sometimes if I don't go to the gym, I will just sleep for like 2 hours.
Crash out.
Yeah.
I feel like I find myself able to... like lose consciousness and fall asleep super easily in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Just for whatever reason, like I'm like, oh, it's the sun is shining in. I'm like, oh.
Yep. That's all I need.
But then I'm like, why am I able to sleep? At like, you know, 11.
10, 11, yeah.
I feel like
kind of once I started to just like say fuck it to having a regular sleep schedule and just kind of letting my sleep schedule be like kind of thrown to the wind of like my whims, I like kind of resign myself. But I've like really never slept well. I've never had a good kind of like solid sleep schedule. So
that's
I think
how
like,
I am too.
Recently I was just like, oh, this has been like a global issue for me. Let me give up on even trying, and it is kind of worse, I think. Because, like, now I have, like, someone who I like to hook up with who usually only comes by at, like, 11:30
at both. Yeah, so you're up until, like, 2 or 3.
2 or 3, you know?
Yeah.
And, like, it's, like, that's not bad. I, like, and, like, if it were only that, it'd be fine. But then, like, even if they leave at, like, 2:30,
you're
I'll
like,
stay for 2 more hours.
You're on the computer.
Yeah, like, I'm blogging about it.
You're watching One
Piece.
You're
just, like, wired from
yeah.
Well, yeah, you need to, like, decompress.
Yeah, to sleep time, yeah.
Transition into being non-sexual.
You need to transition to the rest time and then the sleep time, and that takes, like, a couple hours.
I also have this weird thing that's happening with my ankles and my feet sometimes when I try to fall asleep. It feels like, the best way I can describe it is it, maybe it's nerve issues, but it feels like nausea, but in my feet and ankles.
Is it like restless?
Is it
like
what it feels
syndrome?
Like when your feet fall asleep?
Not exactly.
I think the medications that you're like probably taking are like effective.
Well, I take gabapentin. Like I take fucking 900 milligrams of gabapentin.
Really?
So
you
that's
like,
helpful.
You have Nurofen?
For anxiety.
Oh, okay. Wait, I didn't even know they gave it for anxiety. Because my patients come in and they.
Wait, really?
The gabagools are like.
That makes sense because
you know what they
the
do? They give gabapentin to. To dogs to sedate them.
They also give them trazodone, bitch.
Yeah, yeah. No, trazodone is more for like regular sedation for dogs. Like if you give a dog anxiety meds, you'll give them trazodone. But if you like need to sedate a dog, you'll give them
Abby with hats. Abby
Gabby.
Hats.
Apparently, her mom is somewhat famous.
Hats with Abby.
Hats with Abby's mom is famous.
Is it Abby Miller in her wheelchair?
Abby.
Who do I see? Pittsburgh. She's
from Pittsburgh.
I've seen her and people I know.
You've seen
like
her?
In,
so JoJo Siwar is also from Pittsburgh?
Mm, well,
I don't think she's from Pittsburgh.
She's probably from Western PA or
somewhere nearby there, yeah.
Should we hope?
Joseph Siwa JoJo Siwa is so like
I'm scared of her.
Cracked out.
Yeah,
like
I'm
I don't understand
her.
What
I'm
the fuck.
Isn't lesbian cringe kind of beautiful?
It is, but she's like
she's gone too
she's
far,
so
I think.
So dumb. And she's just like
you know what
she's jerking
at a certain point society needs to say stop
she's like jerking it she's just like freaking
yeah.
out I just like
she's tweaking
I don't get her and also she's like wearing a hat
yeah
she's wearing a hat that says like pussy and it's like in diamonds and she's like I love to drink I drink booze
is that really
is
what
she's 21
like
yeah she is
damn.
But she's like yeah oh, when I started to drink I just like I don't know she's like it's just like the energy. I think
I feel
it's
like
just
she's
too much.
She's trying too hard to be a gay icon, and it's just like
she is like, sort of a gay icon, though.
Yeah, she is now.
Like an
anti-gay,
like, a gay anti-icon,
like anti-hero. She is kind of the anti-hero.
She's the anti-hero.
She's not the hero we deserve.
She's the
anti-hero. Or she's, she's not the hero we want, but she is the one we deserve. She's been on Drag Race. I don't know, like.
Everyone's mama at this point.
Do you remember when, not Sabrina Carpenter, but Meghan Trainor was in pajamas or whatever, and people were like, fuck her! Fuck her! Like, how dare you grace the Rue's Palace of Beauty with your fucking pajamas or whatever.
I wasn't that invested.
I'm too cool. You're too cool to care about Drag Race.
Yeah, I'm too busy thinking about Arca.
Drag me to hell.
Drag my pussy.
Work. It's crazy that you can be like one of the most famous drag queens in the world and still be miserable. Like, Katja has like mold in her house and she has to like.
But that's because drag queen is no longer just a profession, but now it's a marginalized identity.
No, fully.
Like, it's like obviously like RuPaul was like. I foresee bad events. Let me lock down that fracking money.
Let me lock it down. Well, she's also locking down the drag
Do you think we'll get RuPaul healthcare?
Mom, I wish.
Honestly,
she says,
she should do it.
You need to make it work, diva.
If I call RuPaul up, RuPaul, I have a proposition. It's only mildly evil, and you can only be this amount evil because trans people need it. You need to start a queer healthcare organization.
A private queer healthcare program.
Yes.
Because if you're if you're a nonprofit or and you're taking money from
the government. No, well, and it needs to be a for-profit endeavor.
Yeah.
Because that's the only way we'll get
RuPaul, yeah. RuPaul.
And then I'm going to use that to become the most powerful gay.
Mm-hmm.
And when I become the most powerful gay, I will use that to do something to end up on the
national news. I drive by this Tesla dealership sometimes, and I just want to crash my car right in the glass.
No, you need to buy a really, really cheap, terrible car and do it with that.
Yeah, a poopty, some kind of like...
Yes, exactly. A scooter. Get a Vespa.
Oh, I'm doing like, what's that movie or whatever? I'm like, I have the scooter and I'm like spinning. I'm like... And then I throw it. Oh, like the Apple commercial with the big hammer.
I don't know what you're talking
about.
Except
it's a scooter. I throw it into the glass.
I am joining
you. It bounces off and hits me the head and I die.